The Senate has advanced a massive lands bill, which includes a land swap in the Eisenbeck National Wildlife Refuge on the Alaska Peninsula. The huge package brings together 160 lands and parks bills and designates 2 million acres of wilderness throughout the U.S. It would cost $10 billion. Yesterday's unusual Sunday vote was led by Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada. By a 66-12 vote, the Senate passed a cloture motion, which shuts down debate and says the Senate can proceed to a vote on the actual bill. Reid pushed for yesterday's vote to stop a threatened filibuster by Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn, who has called the lands bill wasteful. But in Alaska, as well as other western states like Utah, it has Republican support. Senator Lisa Murkowski voted to advance the bill. She says it includes land conveyances and designations that may seem small to some, but to individual communities, especially in the West, they're long awaited and significant.
Well, some may think that this is not something that we need to be doing at this point in time, that we should be focusing on the economy. I would make the argument these are matters that have been reviewed by the committees, have been waiting for final passage for close to 2 years.
Senator Murkowski says while the bill may seem massive, its individual elements have passed the scrutiny of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, on which she sits. Murkowski says she's optimistic the bill will pass the Senate this week.
We do have another cloture vote in between, but given the vote tallies that we saw yesterday, I'm feeling pretty confident that we will be moving this very important public lands measure to final passage.
Murkowski supports the Eisenbeck land swap, which would allow the state to build a road in what's now designated wilderness. The village of King Cove wants the road to connect to Cold Bay and its airport. Residents say they need it for emergency purposes, but the community already has a hovercraft to travel across the bay, and environmentalists say the land is irreplaceable and should be kept off limits. They say the development will hurt waterfowl and other wildlife. However, many environmentalists are supporting the massive lands package overall because of its wilderness designations and protection of land and water areas. Alaska's new senator, Democrat Mark Begich, also voted to advance the bill in one of his first votes cast in his new job.
You know, obviously, a kind of a dramatic feeling when you're going out there and you're doing your first roll call vote. You know, there was the vote on swearing in just to be there, but this was the first issue roll call vote, so it was very nice to be part of something that's bipartisan and actually wins on the first time out. You know, that's not a bad way to start.
Begich says he plans to vote in favor of the lands package if it does come up for a floor vote this week. If it passes the Senate, it will then move to the House.